When I read the first reading today from the book of Revelation, the image that came to mind is the image of lords. Perhaps I'm a little bit biased, but for me, lords is a foretaste of heaven on earth. Because in lords, the most forgotten, the handicapped, the sick, the elderly, those who would be deemed in the very society that we often base on utility would be deemed as not worthy, as extra, as not special, as those who are on the fringes of society. In lords, they would be VIPs. They would be treated with dignity. As a matter of fact, every evening when there is a rosary processions, the candlelight rosary processions, the handicapped, the elderly, and the sick go first, right after the statue of our Blessed Mother. And they are also being cared for carefully and with attentive and compassionate care because they are special. They are special, not in the sense that we politically want to say or anything. They are special, and each and every one of us is special because we're made in the image and likeness of God. We heard in the first reading today where we see the multitude of the faithful after their long strife and after their long journey on earth stand before God face to face, embracing Him and interceding for Him. Just as the saints are interceding and praying for us in heaven, we're also saints to be. We're saints to be, our call to intercede and to care for one another. I feel so sad that oftentimes in our society, we use words like compassion, care, and love a lot. But we have not been compassionate, caring, or loving with one another. I hate to turn on the TV in the last few days. More attacks on one another as the election gets near. I don't even want to turn on social media because it's all, I don't know, because they know that I'm in my mid-30s and they know the audience. I'm getting all these political ads that continue to target me and telling me what I need to vote for or how I need to vote. And yet, they always seem to attack the other person, the other side, without recognizing what they have failed to do. Perhaps it's easy for us to attack other people, to call out the failures of others. But remember, in the gospel reading today, Jesus teaches us the Beatitudes. One of my spiritual directors tell me the Beatitudes are the 8 attitudes that Jesus teaches us in order to be His disciples. Attitudes to be. To be whom? To be like Jesus, who is our Master, the one who loves us, the one who gives His life for us. The attitude that to be someone that no one else wanted to be, poor in spirit, mourning, meek, hunger and thirst for righteousness, merciful, clean of heart, peacemakers, persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Who would ever want that? It's all about money, wealth, possession, richness and all these things. Yet, Jesus teaches us the attitude to be His children, to be His disciples, to be children of God. And we heard so beautifully said in the second reading from the first letter of St. Paul, "Beloved, see what love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God." Our greatest gift has already been given. We're called children of God. So how are we being? How are we having the attitudes? And how are we manifesting our own life and the love of God in our daily interaction with each other? Are we caring for the least of our brothers and sisters? Are we truly practice compassion? And are we really trying to love? Don't just speak. Live. Be. And also know that the saints are interceding for us. So turn to the saints. Learn from the saints. And practice their own life example. The example of laying down their own will so that God possess everything in their life. And their life is all in Him.